Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Wake up, wake up. Happy Thursdays to all our nosy neighbors and plus ones. We are back with another Nosy Neighbors episode, because while we love to gossip, really, honestly,
yes, sir,
it makes us feel good inside. Like, we cannot wait to Thursdays to where we could get in everybody's business, because y'all spend all Monday getting in our business.
They spend all month, all week, all year. Can we get a day?
You know when they really love getting our business? On that motherfucking Patreon. So all you Hakeem Campbells and Kimmy Gibblers, make sure y'all head to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. No. Yes. Guys Next Door Pod. And make sure you become a Patreon member and pick up your keys today.
I don't think they really be knowing, like, we have so much new content on there. Like, they just think it's, like, regular stuff. But when you get three new episodes a month.
Yeah, they're getting three separate episodes a month. I mean, if you're on that tier, you know, that's not very bad.
I mean, you have the choice, the chance. Well, you have the choice of getting three episodes. I mean, it's not a lot of money. It's y'all spent way more money on people y'all don't really care about.
Y'all spent way more money on bullshit food and bad plates and terrible dates.
Bad haircuts, bad fashions,
them lashes.
At least you can still buy all that stuff, but just...
Like, y'all done bought some workout shit this quarantine that y'all didn't use.
They didn't even work out.
Didn't work out.
Just because you work out don't mean it's going to work out.
But no, they didn't even work out.
So it definitely
in the box still.
You could have got some free episodes.
You spent $200. You spent $200 at Nike getting cute workout gear, and you ain't work out.
That's crazy. But if you still have Nike gear, you can send it to us, because we, you know, Nike's peoples. But other than that, you could go return the shit and just get some free episodes. They're not free, but they'll be free after you return that bullshit. You can use it though.
You're gonna use it.
At least your production. That's what life is about. Progression in life.
Use your mata. But also make sure you follow us on YouTube. We back up on YouTube. So head over to Guys Next Door Podcast, subscribe over there, watch a vid, like, comment, all that shit that they be saying. I don't know what they say.
All the good stuff. Also, I want to say I want some juicy letters.
You putting the call to action out?
Yeah, I want some. Y'all been giving me letters and they've been good, but you know how y'all do. It's the same bullshit, same like, oh, he's cheating on me. Should I go back? Oh, I love her, but she doesn't like me. Like, oh, that. Nah, give me some shit that I could dive deep in and really, really help or really laugh. Either way, please.
Help or laugh. Help me help y'all. Help us help y'all. That's it. And I ain't got to tell you how to get a letter read on air, because this ain't that.
Y'all know.
This ain't that. There ain't no letters to be read on here. But I do want to say, if Shay, what the hell is this?
She's just coming in with violence. I mean, where's the lie?
When the devil can't reach you, he send an Aquarius or Aries. Shut the hell up. How about that? How about that?
What about when the Lord can't reach you? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
They always send me down to...
Listen, at the end of the day, I don't do anything but improve life.
to say improve life is like you could be the worst. You can kill somebody tomorrow, but the next day you don't kill somebody, you improve.
I improved. Or you never, or if you think of it like this, right? If you come fuck with me and it don't work out, I tear your life up. I'm the worst. I'm as bad as it gets. So
everything is up. Everything is up.
Everything after me is up. So it's an improvement. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I do nothing but help improve.
So basically, you're the most improved player.
Every year in a row.
That's like a nigga getting closer to the championship, but every year you just drop, but you get. But you go back up.
I'm the Buffalo Bills in the 90s.
You're an asshole.
I'm the New York Knicks in the 90s.
Chill, because we was fans then.
Who? What? Where? You got proof?
Woo! How about them Nets? Number two?
Talk. Mm-hmm. Talk about our people. You see, I'm wearing black for the gang anyway. I'm repping Saturday. Real Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
Yo, you know what I really want to talk about that we weren't going to talk about on this episode?
What?
My man Biggie. First of all,
make sure everybody goes and watch the I Got a Story to Tell Biggie Smalls documentary on Netflix. Go. It's not an ad. We're simply supporting the legend, the Bed-Stuy, Crown Heights.
Yo. Let's really not do this. You've seen it. He's not from Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, he's from Bed-Stuy.
He's not from Crown Heights. He's from Clinton Hills. And they really make that known in this.
He from Bed-Stuy.
Look. I'm from Clinton Hills, and I hated
son, the livest one. Representing BK to the fullest.
Listen. Those are lyrics. You hear me?
So now Big's a liar?
No, he's not a liar. But Bed-Stuy and Clinton Hill, let me break this down to you. Bed-Stuy and Clinton Hill are so close together. But growing up, Bed-Stuy was always a more gritty, like a nastier. So being a rapper, you couldn't really be like, yo, I'm from Clinton Hills at the time with this gangster sell
Biggie
drugs type shit.
He from wherever, but at the time, the lines were blurred. He believed it was Bed-Stuy.
I love it because the doc really showed it. And growing up, everybody would always be like, nah, Clinton Hills. And the doc really put it in place. Like, yo, he is from Clinton Hills. We are from Clinton Hills. Bed-Stuy was around the corner. And it made me so happy. Oh my God.
One representing BK to the fullest.
Yes, he sang the song in Bed-Stuy. That's what he said. He didn't lie. He was live from Bed-Stuy. He was there where he rapped.
Listen, it's an amazing documentary. I think I got 25 minutes left on it, but what I've watched so far is amazing. So, if you can, head over to T-Mark hats and you bag, try and get you the Biggie I Got a Story to Tell hats that he did in collaboration with CJ, Biggie's son. If y'all can get your hands on that, you better try.
You know, Invincible Bully, all that too, because that's a big part of it.
Oh, shout out to Tiana. Shout out to Tiana. Brooklyn mm-hmm. Legend. Shout out to Tiana. All right. Well, listen, y'all know how this goes. It's time to get into some mess. Ryan, you want to kick the first one off?
Let's talk about Dr. Seuss. I know it sounds crazy when y'all hear the name Dr. Seuss. It always brings you joy and childhood memories and Cat in the Hat and all this. But did you know there's a little racism in Dr. Seuss?
I will tell you, I'm not surprised.
I feel like we're not surprised, but we would never dig too deep into Dr. Seuss to realize how the racism that was involved. Over the weekend, over a couple of days, they've been talking about this, and now they've taken books off the market. There's a certain amount of books. It's not, I won't go as far as saying the ones that you really read, like Green Eggs and Ham and, you know, all that other, and Cat in the Hat, but there are some, like, most of these I've never even read. I'll be real with you, Dr. Seuss, the only ones we really know in the Black House is like Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham. Am I lying, Mouse?
You're not lying. You are not lying, sir. You are not lying at all. I didn't know half of these books existed. I did, but I will say I knew if I ran the zoo, I knew that one.
Oh, is that's all the animals?
Yeah, that's the only one. But other than that,
okay,
I had no idea.
Damn, that joint racist.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I don't know On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs, Supper, The Cats. They got these weird ass names. That's why we ain't read them.
Yeah, that nigga, to be honest, I just thought the nigga was mad high. Like, I thought he was mad high.
I feel like it was big. I feel like Dr. Seuss really was on some drugs, like acid type shit. Like, he was on hallucinogens and shit that fucked his mind, but he didn't have to get racist on us.
Nah, I mean, listen, I also don't think, all right, and it's going to sound crazy. Like, I don't think the nigga knew he was being racist. I think, like, at the time, niggas were just so used to this interaction with black people that motherfuckers is just going. Then why I say all racism is inherent. That's why I say white people are inherently racist, because they're just abiding by the way. Like, look at this. And this is from If I Ran the Zoo. Look at this.
This is nuts.
This shit is crazy.
This is nuts. How come we never knew about this? Is crazy.
You know what they're gonna say.
But you
know what they're gonna say, why we didn't know. If you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in the book.
Especially one with no color.
Well, clearly there was color.
It was black.
Us.
But I'm trying to, the shit that he shot, it said flit. What the fuck is that?
I don't know what that. Mm-hmm. I think it's the sound.
Because if you look at it, it looks like they're boiling.
Wife on vacation, king. Vacation, nothing. Nice girl, but I simply had to swap her in for this flit gun.
Wow. Sexist?
Listen, I ain't mad at it, man. Sometimes
he swapped his wife out for a gun?
Listen, who better serves you? Somebody's gonna let you down. Your gun's not.
Damn, that's crazy.
Now this is from the, I seen it on Mulberry Street. And I guess this is racist because I'm not Asian. I don't know. I guess they take offense to this.
There's a Chinaman who eats. Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy. The picture is not crazy. It's the wording. A Chinaman who eats with sticks, and you got him chasing somebody with some chopsticks. Mouse is trying to stay so silent. It just doesn't want to say a word.
Cause it's like, what? Like, come on, man, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Now that's race. Get the fuck out of here.
They violate us, but that's race.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Suck my dick. Fuck out of here.
Yo, that's comedy.
No, like, get the fuck.
It's not funny at all, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the humor behind it is like, y'all really. And y'all just notice this stuff now? I mean, we're just noticing it now, but there's people that actually read these books.
Listen. What I have to say to that, get the fuck out of here, man.
I don't.
But that I ain't gonna hold you. That shit with us, that shit crazy.
That shit crazy. That shit wild.
That shit is crazy.
That shit wild. I don't know about that one. That's not me to speak on. But when it comes to like, they talking about our people and some shit, it's like, yeah, take them books off the shelves, bro.
I mean, it's too late. They done been out there already. So like,
they made millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, so, like, you gonna get the money back?
All right, how could Dr. Seuss make this better? Could he take a big amount of money and give it to a black organization? Does it, not saying better, but does it be like, he did something?
I mean, if you really want to show, yeah, put that money, put the money where your mouth is. If you give to underserved communities, yeah, this shit not hard, bro. It's the same rollout for anybody who says you really want to make your wrongs right. You got to make them right.
Okay, so what if
taking books off after you already made billions of dollars over them?
It don't mean
that. Notice they said Dr. Seuss Enterprises made this statement.
Yeah, and it's like, that's like taking in The Simpsons and shit where they're like, yo, all black characters should have black voices. And now people are leaving like this. It's like, yo, Simpsons has been off for 40 years, but like they're up. So would it be more disappointing if they actually made a new Dr. Seuss book that was like for black people? Nah. Or would that be fire? Would it be like, yo,
I don't want it. Because that's what we got black.
I'm not saying I don't want it. That's why we got the, I don't know if you got the book with you, Mouse, but you know you got the nip.
I got it.
You know you got that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I got
that's
that.
What we need. We need more black people to to set the path for
Black cartoons.
You're right. Fuck them.
I'm out of here.
What's next?
Moving on. Nike been over here acting like the crack game in the 80s, boy. And listen, Nike, I love you. NJ, I love you. Orenje, I love you.
I always wonder why the wrong niggas got the sneakers.
Listen.
It was never me.
I love y'all. But a longtime top executive at Nike has resigned amid questions about possible ties to her son's sneaker resale business and whether he used a credit card in her name for the company. Ann Herbert, the vice president and general manager of Nike's North American division, departed from the company on Monday, Nike said in a statement. They also said that she did not disclose this information, that her son was a reseller. Now, if anybody knows anything about streetwear, we know about, especially over the past couple of years, we've known about West Coast streetwear. And I always said this shit is janky. Like, and we know resellers, and niggas get like 20, 30 pair. This nigga was getting hunted by the boatloads of OD.
Everything.
I'm like, everything. No, there's no way, bro.
It was either in my mind or there was a, you know, I mean, every shoe, they're all made in the same factory, but there might be a minor tweak where it could be.
You looking with defects?
Yeah, you know, to get that many, come on, Mouse.
Nah, bro, I knew they was 100%.
I mean, I knew bots were included into this too. But listen,
this nigga, yo, the boy had.
He was making his mother's salary.
Son, he used her credit card. How dumb do you have to be? This is my fucking problem with white people. This is why I don't feel bad for you stupid ass motherfuckers. When y'all fall, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. When black people fall, I cry. It hurt. When y'all fail, I laugh. Ha ha ha. Because you can't be this fucking stupid. You already have privilege. Your mother, Ann Herbert, probably knew a day of lack in her life. She's the VP.
She knew, though, Mouse.
She knew. How you not know?
She knew. But you know the crazy thing about all this is they didn't fire her. They knew about this, but they knew they had to get ahead of it before it turned. Yeah, it got crazy.
So he cleared 132K worth of Yeezys using bots and team members.
Yeah, and he's done that a bunch of times. Like, this is not one time. This is what I'm saying. Like, if you really look at it, she resigned, which means what?
She keeps
all her benefits. She keeps her pension. She's been there 25 years. You know her stock?
If Ann Herbert would have been Miss Jenkins, she would have been fucking ousted. It would have been.
Her
name would have been the headline. It would have been Nike rep. It would have been Ann Jenkins. Did this? She knew it was terrible. They would have villainized her.
This been an ongoing investigation. We've been doing this.
Nike, I do pretty well, and I'm appreciative to be a part of the family. I do pretty well at the when it comes to inclusion and diversity and things of nature. Y'all dropped the ball. Y'all should have villainized her the same way y'all would have villainized anybody else if it would have been a black person.
I don't care how long she's been there.
Boof that bitch.
Oh, it don't matter. She knew. She knew. He knew. And nothing's really gonna come of this. Is he going to jail?
Well, I don't think he did anything illegal. I don't think they did anything illegal. I hope they did. I hope so they could boom.
But they're not going to do that much investigation. It'll cost too much money. But illegal, first of all, having those bots and taking from a system and delivering it to somebody who works at your company is illegal. You cannot do that.
Yeah, but he was doing it for all sneakers.
With her credit card. That is illegal.
So it's illegal. No, I think it's just like a.
I don't think you're allowed to buy that many sneakers, and I don't even know if he was buying them. How about that? He has all these sneakers. Who's to say a lot of them wasn't free? You know, you get free stuff when you work at Nike, especially a VP. You can have whatever the fuck you want. Your child can have any sneaker.
Yeah, but he's doing this shit for Jordans, Yeezys, shit that's not covered under Nike. So
wait! Don't do that. Yeezy just got to Adidas, my guy. You know those. You know everything that was with Yeezy from Nike. If you're smart,
yeah, but I don't think he was old enough to do that. He's not old enough. He's not old enough to be this. Yeah, he's not old enough. This kid's young.
he don't have to be the only nigga in this. He said team members. It says him. He is the local star because of who his mom is. But we always know the nigga that get caught ain't the smartest nigga that's doing the show.
Yeah, listen, man. If he do, if it do come out that something was done illegal, then yeah, throw this nigga under the bus. Throw him under the jail.
Is he gonna be on punishment? That's gonna happen.
Yeah, you stupid.
And you can't
this shit running for however long.
How are you gonna put me on punishment? I'm up.
Yo, you've been doing this shit for however long. You get caught because you use your mother's credit. Like, come on, bro.
Because all your names is all your shit is in your names. All your StockX accounts and your Reddits are in your name. You dummy.
Dumb nigga.
Fucking dumbass.
Dummy. I hate him. I love to see it. Sad face.
Fucked your whole shit up. Fucked everything up.
Sad face. Now you got that stamp. And I bet you she's going to be out. She's going to bounce back. She's going to go to Adidas or some shit.
Hanukkah going to be a little different this year, but it's all good. Bugging the fuck out. I hate this, man. They really treat us like the black people. Like we always be thinking it's apps. But you know the biggest part about it was, right? Yes, what? He had the bots and everything. But you know what his mom was head of, right?
What?
Sneaker app. All those L's everybody takes every week.
Now we see why.
You see why. The head of sneaker app's son was taking all the sneakers.
Now we see why.
So, this shit is crazy, man. But yeah, shout out to them and they dreidels and they
This nigga said, and they dreidels?
Yeah. Shit is crazy.
Right, what's next?
I wish I could smack the shit out this kid.
Jesus Christ. I want to violate him.
He's really like on my list to get violated.
Holy shit, breaking news. Well, it won't be breaking news when y'all hear this on Thursday, but breaking news. Texas is
open. Oh, yeah. Yo,
now, as if it wasn't already open.
No masks now.
It is. The statewide mandate on masks has been ended. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
I announced Texas is open 100%. Everything. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
We don't ever want to go outside again.
It's
you know what's sad?
I don't even know.
I just looked at my group chat, and there's a person that I'm gonna talk about right now that I know never is gonna listen to my podcast, and it's a friend of mine, and I've already told him about himself, but I just saw this, and he says, "There we go, Texas!" Like he's happy for this. It's like I'm looking at my group chat, and it's like Trump is in there. Like how can you be happy about opening up a state when the rest of the country is fucked up?
Listen, I think people, I understand it. Now, let me not act like I don't understand it. People's lives have been impacted in a way our generation has never seen or could even imagine to happen in real life over this past year.
Facts.
And people are fatigued. People feel like they've done what they could. And we've given the government an opportunity to figure this out. If you're watching the news, you see Australia is back to regular. You see China's back to regular. You see, and all that's being affected is us. And you get tired. And I think some people are at the point where they're like, man, fuck it.
I hear you, Mouse. But these places get to open up because they shut down.
I get you.
And when you totally shut down.
We have... I've always said
country has FOMO.
America has way too much freedom.
This country has FOMO.
Like we are
scared to miss anything, even when there's nothing to do. If the president was like, "Yo, everybody has to stay in their house. It's a lockdown. Nobody can leave." Da 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 da. Weird.
I don't listen. Like I said, I'm in the middle, bro, because I can see both sides. I think I lean on the side that saves lives more. So I'm like, I get it. Everybody's tired. Everybody's sick, fatigued mentally and physically. I get it. It seems that we are crossing a marker where, you know, we did just cross over 500,000 deaths in America from this virus. But numbers are slowing down slowly but surely. We're getting there. And you are about to, you're about to release the Kraken. Now, I don't know if number-wise we will see such a drastic difference in Texas, because they've been operating this way as if they're open the entire time. My fear is that seeing this, people from other places will go there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
With the variant traveling, with the variant great gaining traction, this could set us back.
But what I'm thinking about Texas is open. So for me, it's like, all right, I'll be the, I see what you're saying. Because when you look at Texas, it's been open, just like Atlanta's been open. I thought it was, it felt 100% to me already. The clubs is packed every night. There's no restrictions. I don't see people wearing masks anyway. So in my mind, it's like, I feel like this was just, it might have not needed to be said, because it was already a given. But when you say something like this, it makes the rest of the country look at each other like, what the fuck is going on? But in actuality, it's been open already. But now it's on paper.
Starting to think democracy is a sham. Probably should be communist.
This is crazy.
this is insane. We will see what comes from that. What's next, Ry?
We were talking about. I mean, we'll go straight to some good shit. I like to see my good black people win. There's a couple things we could do, but I know me and you talked about earlier. It was about a young boy that from North Carolina. No, you don't want to go there yet?
Not yet.
Well,
we still got mess.
I don't want to talk about no neck. I thought you wanted to talk about no neck. I don't talk about him. That's not on my category. I didn't even know that was his daughter.
Listen, we listen. You learn something new every day.
I mean, so that's crazy. I mean, oh yeah. All right, so we'll bring it around full circle. Over the weekend, there was a song that, how do you put it? What is it?
Coy Ray.
If you know her, she's an artist up and coming. She's actually killing in what she's doing now. Like, congrats to her. I would have never thought her dad was Benzino, but she did have a line in one of her songs that said something about him, which brought this up. Do you know the exact line she said?
No, I don't. I didn't know that. Let's see if I can.
He was talking about it on when he went live, and he was just ranting, and I could see his frustration. Like, he was trying to really show that, like, I'm her father, and like, I brought her around this, and every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, every holiday, she was always with me. I put her in movies, and I did this. So it's kind of like he was just like a tally mark. I did this. I really hate that, because
she said, my dad on a song called No More Parties. So maybe that's over the no more parties in LA beat. She says, my daddy let me down, but I promise you I won't let up. I want to say fuck that man, but that shit won't make me better. Wow.
But it's like, it's hard for me to, it's hard for me to take a child side, and it's hard for me to take an adult side in a situation that we really don't know. Cause I know how this stuff works. Like I wasn't raised by my dad. I was raised by my mom. I'm going to side with my mom on a lot more things than I'll ever side with my dad on, just off the simple fact that she's the one that raised me. I feel like he had more of a relationship with his daughter than I have with my father, so it's kind of different. But I feel like when kids come up in a way that is kind of privileged to a sense that they don't know any other, and when something slightly goes off with the privileged side, and then you become something better than or equal to what your father or whatever was, you start to have a little, like a little pushback. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't need you. You weren't around when this birthday was, and this little, you're picking at little. So I can see both sides, but the biggest shock for me is that was his daughter.
I mean, I'd heard her name a few times in some meetings. But you know, she's not making music for me, so I didn't go checking for that shit.
I know more about Benzino than I know about her.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that's, you know, Benzino's actually an interesting character. He's an interesting guy. I would actually enjoy sitting down, unpacking some of that and talking to him. He's just an interesting guy. I think, so the thing is, as a father, right, as a father of two girls, you got to kind of understand that only you two know what happened between the two. Well, not only you two, but in this scenario, the two of y'all know what happened in the situation. We don't. You also don't know as a father how your daughter perceives certain things that took place. So you may have thought you were doing everything you could, and that may not have been enough. And you got to leave space for those interpretations, right? I don't think what she said was so... Oh, well, I take that back. Well, no, she said, I want to say fuck that man, but that shit won't make me better. So she didn't say it, but she said she wanted to say it.
She also said the last time she talked to him, she said he needed some... She called him and said she needed some help. And he was like, I wish you were born a boy or something like that. And she was like, yeah, I wish I was born a boy so I could fuck you up or some shit. And it's like, yo, it's he say, she say, there's his side, her side, and then there's the truth. Like, we'll never get down to the nitty-gritty because we're
Dad, not. I need you to be there. Yeah, he should have been a boy.
He should have been a boy. She was like, yeah, I wish I would have been a boy because I would have punched you in the face if I were. But, oh, man.
Take it from me as somebody who put their hand on a parent, man. It does feel really good. Feels really good.
You gotta get Benzino on. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, I want to, but I was just watching stuff. He gets really Matt, yeah, we'll bring him on. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's go. We're gonna do it. You said it.
You know, now the wheels are spinning.
And you see how it's going, where it could go.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
But in all seriousness, I do hope, I you know, I'm sending, you know, all cause I don't know how you say this shit, but, you know, I do wish the best out of the situation. You know, the one thing about this shit is the meat. If there's somebody or some people, or a collection of people who do not give a fuck about y'all, it's the media. It's the people y'all doing this shit in front of. But far be it from
me. Y'all need some doctors we've had on our show.
Y'all need doctors. No, because all the doctors we had are like relationship doctors.
I'm pretty sure.
They need Ayanla. They need Ayanla. They need Fix My Life. That's what they need. I'm wishing y'all, you know,
Steve,
figure
they need Steve? Out. Harvey? Who? Harvey?
Yeah, they...
I'm Steve Harvey. welcome, y'all. We gonna get to the bottom of this family thing.
He said, why is the mother here? You're not even supposed to be here.
Now, where were you doing all of the drama? Okay? I'm Steve Harvey.
Listen, I told you to think like a man, but you still got to act like a mother.
Oh my goodness. You make me a terrible person. Now, last but not least, I want to get out of here. I want to get out of here and shout out some of the Black Golden Globe winners. Now, everybody thought, much like myself, everybody thought, you know, we were going to get screwed. Black people were going to get screwed in the Golden Globes. But I also don't think the Golden Globes is the final act. I think that's the Oscars, the one that everybody complains about. But Black excellence was on clear display. Shout out to Daniel Kaluuya. Best supporting actor in Judas and the Black Messiah. Love that movie. Yo, my kids love that movie. That shit's so fire.
My kids love that. Never mind. If I had some, they'd love it. I was trying to be equal with you. It's a lot of kids talk on this episode. I just wanted to feel incorporated. No, there's no kids on the way. No. Nope. Not me. Maybe Shay.
You sure? Well, yeah. Also, it threw me for a loop. Like, I definitely didn't know he was... Obviously, when you think about it, yeah, he's, you know, Fred Hampton wasn't who the movie was about. It was about William O'Neill. But, yeah, so when he got supporting actor, I was like, what? But then I get it. Shout out to him. Shout out to John Boyega, best performance by an actor in a television supporting role. And I believe that was for Small Axe, which me and Mac have spoke about at length on this podcast, how much we loved that on Amazon. Best animated movie, Soul.
Woo!
That motherfucker was a good one.
That was fire.
Best actor in a drama, Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. That was another good one. And best actress went to Andra Day for her role as Billie Holiday in The United States versus Billie Holiday. I have not watched that movie yet, but I am going to check it out. But yeah, that is they did that. They did that. They was on full display. Now let me ask you this, Ryan.
Yes.
Do you think by them winning that, does that make does that atone for the sins, or is that the beginning of the atonement for the sins?
No. Mm-hmm. No. I don't think it's the beginning. I mean, if you want to talk award shows, I think they all kind of follow times on what's going on. Like, they give and they take. Like, would you say the next one was?
Which one? The Oscars.
And that's more like, I don't really know which one is better and which one's, do you know?
I think the Oscars is the most important one.
Are you thinking?
Say it again.
I said, do you use this as, they give us our flowers now, so then when it comes to the biggest thing, they violate us? I'm always going to think that way. Because
yes, I agree. That's what I actually thought this was. I'm like, oh, they're setting us up.
They're setting us up. And well, I feel...
setting them up. Because I don't
care about these ways. I mean, I don't care either. But in a sense, it's like, yo, give the Black people... let them be happy for something. So then when we don't give it to them, we're like, well, you got it here and here. But just not at the biggest stage.
You're not wrong. You're certainly not wrong.
So I don't... it's weird, and I hate to always be in a race thing. But it's simply, unless the Oscars show out for us,
they won't.
It's like the Grammys. Yeah, we got BET.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. You are not wrong. Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is the setup. This is the sweet kiss goodnight. This is the, you got this, right? Okay, now get y'all ass the fuck on, because
that's what they've been doing to us forever.
Because you're going to get fucked. There's going to be some movie about
nothing.
Fish that beat out Judas and the Black Messiah. Somebody who played a fucking postman is going to beat out Daniel Kaluuya and fucking Lakeith Stanfield. So
it's going to be movies all the people at the Oscars haven't even seen.
Right.
They're gonna be like, nah, this shit, a whole bunch of confusion, but that's what we used to. That's what we get. It's like Jay-Z and the Grammys and not winning none.
He got one. He didn't win.
No.
He didn't win album of the year.
Remember that year when 444 came out?
They gave that nigga all of the love.
And they gave him all the nominations and no win. Now, does that make sense? And y'all wonder why Hov don't come no more.
Y'all gonna piss me off again. See? You know what? Let's move out of here.
You see what I'm saying?
Fuck them.
Do you see what I'm saying though?
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
It's pissing me off all over again.
But that's what it is. All right. Well, can I brighten your day?
Yes, let's get into the best segment of the week. It is Good Shit Black Man. Goddamn Black Man. What do we got for Good Shit Black Man, Rye?
I will bring it in with a I'll say he's a man. This is a man thing to do. This goes out to the 15-year-old North Carolina student who published a series of letters from black moms to their sons. To me, like, I read the story and everything, and this is so dope because it's really telling a story of our lives. Like, we all have a I won't say everyone has that fit, but everybody has a woman fit. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody to look up to in that sense. We hear more about men with no father figures than men without women, like mother figures. So knowing what I've been through with my mom and seeing a young man of his age, which I could never imagine doing at 15, making a book, basically giving back to his grandmother and his mother. And he's going to make another book coming out soon, which is the responses from the letters from sons to their mothers.
Oh, he trying to make niggas cry.
So I feel like what he's doing is great and it's amazing and it's a new pathway to black excellence to really show that the black community, we really hold each other. We stand together, especially when it comes to mothers and sons. Yes, we're hard-headed. Yes, we don't listen sometimes. Yes, you got to tell us 1,000 times. You know what I'm saying?
A thousand times.
And we might not get it, and we might get it later in life. But at the end of the day, for the most part, like we've been raised by the most amazing. I don't even know the word for that.
Raised by a black woman, you were lucky.
You were lucky. And I mean, there's always, you know, there's always different scenarios to everything. But if you're me, I'm very fortunate and lucky to have the mother that I have. So good shit. Black man for that because you're breaking barriers.
Support him?
Huh?
What's the young boy's name so we can support him?
The young boy's name is Ocir Black. OCIR. I'm sorry if I mess your name up some, but Ocir Black.
Ocir Black. Yes. Yeah, we're going to support him. Yes. We're going to support him.
All this was inspired by his late grandmother. He found all these letters that were all scattered through the house and he kind of put them together and composed the book. Great job. So great.
Why didn't you do both? Why you gotta put the bad shit
Who we throwing stones at this week, Mouse?
Well, fuck it. We throwing stones then, goddammit. All right. We're not really throwing stones. We just saying, goddamn, black man. As y'all know, Jonathan Wright has been arrested for outstanding theft warrant due to not returning a Maserati loaner vehicle. Jonathan Wright is the famed hairstylist. Listen, golly, brother, they got the nigga. They caught him slipping. And this is not a good look for black men, man. This is damn, my boy.
Like, why don't you return it?
Why didn't you give the shit back?
You know they said 3 days.
Like, it's a loaner. So, like, do you have your car back in this?
There gotta be something
There's gotta be something we don't know.
It gotta be something. It gotta be more to it just because, like. I can see like renting a movie at Blockbuster. You forget to return the movie.
Wait.
But a car?
The nigga, like, you know what? Let me see something. Cause now I'm interested and I want to do some digging. Hold on. Let me put my investigative hat on. Okay. See, here go the fucking problem. You niggas is living above your motherfucking means. See, you already driving a leased Rolls Royce, and he dropped it off at scheduled maintenance and was given a Maserati as a loaner while his car was being worked on. When he came back to pick up his car, the manager at the establishment let him know he was behind on payments and would need to settle the debt before the car was released to him. The documents say that he got angry and began causing disturbance before taking back the key to the loaner vehicle he had returned and drove away.
Yo, what's wrong with niggas, son? So the dumb nigga knew he didn't pay his car note in a minute and still took it in to get serviced?
I mean, all right, so they don't specify how many payments he's behind.
It don't matter. You behind a payment, you can't get it maintenance without paying your payments.
That's who?
If you go to a dealership.
Oh, right, because it's leased. It's leased.
If you go to a dealership, he's not going. Whoever gave him a loaner, it's a dealership.
Yeah, he didn't buy the car.
Didn't buy the car. You went to get your car serviced. You have a lease to pay every month, and you're behind on a lease. The smartest thing to do if you're behind on a lease and you got to get your car fixed, take that shit somewhere else. But he took it to the dealership because he knew they were going to give him a loaner. And maybe he thought his little celebrity card, whatever,
They don't give
a shit. So now you in jail because you stole a loaner. You stole a loaner card.
Boy really thought he was in GTA. Hey, Jonathan, let's ride.
Yo, you're sick.
We going to ride on them great street fools.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
You think I even walked like this and did it?
With the turn light.
Give me that.
Yeah, right. Nigga, I know exactly what happened. He pulled up to the dealership like, yeah, I'm coming to get my whip. It's like, yeah, you're behind on payment, so we cannot give you your whip back until you give us our payments back. Huh? Attitude off rip. Boop. 0-100. Boom. Well, I'm not giving this car back until I get my car. Hop in the car. Skirt. 911. Black man stole a loaner car. Not that hard to find. Actually, it's our loaner car. And we have GPS on it. We can tell you where exactly where he is.
Yo, but my thing is, at any point did he give the car back? Because it's not like he got arrested on a warrant. So that means
he still had the car.
No, it's just a warrant. So that means he could have gave this car back, but the warrant is still out on him. They didn't say he got arrested. They said he got arrested on a warrant, not for stolen. So he didn't get arrested in the vehicle.
So could he still have had the vehicle though? This is what I'm saying.
What if this nigga got that vehicle, didn't drive another vehicle, or it's really fucked up if he gave the vehicle back and they were still like, nah, we not unpressing these charges. You taking this L, stupid ass nigga. And
so the warrant was for that.
Yeah.
I think he got away with the whip and was like, fuck it. I'm not paying that shit back. They got to come catch me. And they caught him.
You know where this happened? In Texas.
You know that. Where it's open.
Where it's fucking open. If
the jail cells is open too. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I'm
very open.
You see how that came full circle?
That's how we do. Good job there, King.
Goddamn, black man, Jonathan Wright. Hope the best for you. On that note, y'all, we up out of here, man. We enjoyed y'all. We appreciate y'all. Yo, you know what? Going forward, we'll talk about offline because I think I got a good idea that all could right. really drive this. But until next time, I'm Mouse Jones. That's Fly Rye. Che has been playing Ghost, but she's been here. Mac Wild is still on set. Our shout out to him and his family. We love him. And for you guys, the neighborhood at large, make sure you check us out each and every Monday and Thursday, wherever you listen to podcasts, Guys Next Door Podcast, subscribe, listen, comment, and rate, send your letters in, make them juicy. We want all juicy letters this month. It's March. We want all juicy letters. Get crazy. Send us what.
Please.
Send it to us.
Thank you.
Make sure y'all are keeping up on Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast, and make sure you follow us on all social media, Guys Next Door Pod. And if you got Clubhouse, if you are on that app, we have the room, Guys Next Door.
You're going to turn that room up.
Yeah, we're going to turn that room up. Y'all see me already in there. I do the GTD radio Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So make sure you follow the Greenhouse. The Clubhouse will be on there chatting more with y'all. So get your Clubhouse up. And on that note, we will see y'all on Monday. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.